Blog Talk Radio.
Praise him, all ye people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven, and in the earth. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Father, we give you thanks and we praise you and we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. Isaiah 59 verse 20 says, "And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord." Beloved, when failure comes and disappointment, when your soul has been defeated, and the race seems hopeless, stop and think. Thy Lord redeemed thee, and at countless cost. If he saw in you that for which to pay his life, himself, his all, is it not worthwhile to rise up and try again, walking with him and worshiping him who redeemed you? God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey, and that's for a bit of soul searching. of the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. invites you to join our social Christian network. Membership is free. Our social network is dedicated to the Christian throughout the world. Here you can connect with fellow Christians around the globe and witness to non-believers. Join us in spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to impact the world. Visit us at www.myhocm.ning.com. House of Christ Christian Bookstore invites you to join our membership mailing list. We will never rent or sell or share your email address with any third party. As a registered customer, you are entitled to a number of benefits, including special pricing on the industry's absolute best prices on your products by email. As a customer, you will enjoy savings of up to 50% on brand name products from top suppliers, manufacturers, and more. Visit us at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. House of Christ Bible College. If you sense the call of God on your life, or you desire formal biblical training to equip yourself for ministry, and you are praying to find the right seminary or Bible college for you, here are two reasons why you should put HCBC on your short list of schools to consider. HCBC is mission-oriented. Our students are prepared to start a new church or revitalize an existing congregation. HCBC is committed to web ministry. We are probably the only Bible college where you will be trained in web ministry. Doing ministry in the 21st century requires that we be able to leverage all the tools available to us today. We are committed to claiming the web for Jesus Christ. Visit us at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc., and the Tony Owens Ministries, Inc., at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. now supports food for the poor. We need your financial support in our effort to raise funds to assist their work. Food for the Poor is helping the poorest of poor in 17 Latin American and Caribbean countries. There are no easy fix when it comes to poverty. Your donation will help to alleviate some of the pressing issues facing the poor. I pray that you will find it in your hearts to give. You can visit us at www.foodforthepoor.org/Christ Ministries. All donations will be appreciated. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code, Section 501(c)(3). If you prefer to mail a check, please make it payable to Food for the Poor, Inc., and it should be mailed to 6401 Lyons Road, Coconut Creek, Florida, 33073. Please write on the check's memo line SC80192 to ensure proper tracking. God bless you as you find it in your hearts to give.
Thank you.
House of Christ Ministries, Inc. is an apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums, from our radio broadcast every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, our monthly mailing lessons, and to receive our monthly lessons, you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Our distribution of free copies of the Book of John and Romans in English, French, and Spanish. These books can be used for evangelism. Our social Christian network, our online Bible college, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites, our online Christian bookstore. We are reaching thousands throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed Word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are important components to bringing the gospel to the world. If the Lord leads you to support this ministry by giving, it will be an investment in the future of this generation, both for this life and eternity. Together, we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request, or share a testimony, or make a donation or love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. All donations are tax deductible under Internal Revenue Code Section 501C3.
Remember me, you Lord, remember me, you Lord, you Lord.
And when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. Beloved, this is not about House of Christ Ministries. This is not about Reverend Donald Davis. It's about the kingdom of God. And we're encouraging believers to join us on this journey. Tell your brothers and your sisters about the Lord. Tell it to your neighbors. Share it to your co-workers. Share it with your friends. Share it with your classmates. But souls are important. And our mission is souls. And our vision, once again, is the last day's book of Acts. I encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson in a series, Understanding the Gifts of the Holy Spirit. Tonight's lesson will be How to Yield to God in Order to Receive. Once again, our lesson for tonight is How to Yield to God in Order to Receive. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and baptize me with the fire of your love. I have surrendered to the best of my ability, and now I want to be filled with your Spirit. I need your power in my life and ministry. Please come and fill me now. Lord, I believe that when I surrendered to you as Lord, we became one. You are the vine, and I am a branch of the vine. All that you are in within me, my life flows from you. I believe that as I yield and ask, you will release your strength, your wisdom, your healing to meet the needs of the hour. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I yield now upon him the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight and I bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender my earthly possession, my heart, my soul, to you, Heavenly Father. to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasure all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence tonight, dear Lord God, and we submit to you and we surrender everything to you, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we come to you tonight, Lord God, help us that we will have an understanding of how to yield to you in order to receive your blessing, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I lift you up tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Our lesson tonight is how to yield to God in order to receive. We will first take a look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which says, "But ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Also, we'll take a look at Luke chapter 10, verses 18 and 19, which says, "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Beloved, how can we receive this power? How can we receive the power? How can we receive the power over the enemy? The power that we can tread upon serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. Praise be to God. It is one thing to know you have access to something, but it is something different to actually access that power. To obtain anything from God, we must learn to yield. We must stop fighting Him with our reasoning and surrender by faith to perhaps what we don't understand and sometimes will never want to understand. Many people have watched others receive from God and have desired to receive from the Lord, but they did not know how. Why do some people receive and others don't? In this lesson tonight, I pray that you will gain a greater understanding as to why this happens. We will take a look at two areas of yielding. One, yielding to receive the power of God for service. Two, yielding to receive healing, miracles, tongues, etc. If you desire to be used by God in His service, then it is important to learn to yield to Him. Many people have missed their season of ministry and or misunderstood their anointing because they never learned how to yield to God and His purposes for them. Preparation comes before reception. Before you can receive from God, there must be a period of preparation. We so often want to receive from God, but we seldom prepare by yielding more of ourselves, our time, our wills to Him. When you ask for something from God, especially anointing and power, then you are asking Him for increase. And with every increase from God comes greater personal sacrifice and responsibilities. Our first act of yielding to God should be a willingness to submit to Him and commit more of ourselves to His things. One of the best ways to begin yielding to God is through the personal sacrifice of fasting and prayer. Beloved, one of the best ways to begin yielding to God is through personal sacrifice of fasting and prayer. In the Acts of the Apostles, the early church fasted and prayed, and then they received. This kind of consecration prepares an avenue for you to be able to receive from God because it makes you much more spirit conscious rather than flesh conscious. The Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 15 says, "Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which was in Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey, and they were coming. They went up into an upper room where abode Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zealot, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. It was fasting and prayer that prepared the disciples for the day of Pentecost and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We should also do a self-examination, put on the belt of truth, and search ourselves to see if there are any impedances in our lives. We sometimes tolerate certain behavior in our lives, but borders on sin. There's a borderline. I can do this and I can do that. We know that some of these things are wrong to do, and we do it anyway. Often these things grieve the Holy Spirit, or they put guilt and condemnation in our way, so that we don't receive from God. Hindrances to receiving from God. Pride, number one, at the top of the list. Pride is an hindrance for us receiving from God. Number two, being concerned with what people will say if you begin to fall out under the power of God or speak in tongues. Three, lack of spiritual preparation, fasting, praying, and removing all known sin out of your life. Four, fear. Number five, doubt or unbelief that you will receive, or that the person ministering is anointed to do it. That's far from the truth. Number six, ignorance about how to receive and what you should expect to happen. Number seven, looking for an experience rather than yielding to God anyway. Beloved, you must have the desire to yield to God. Guilt and condemnation. Number nine, strife and disunity also hinders. We should be with one accord, and you should make it a point of duty to focus on Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. There are probably many other hindrances to us receiving from God. When you yield to the flesh, you war against the Spirit, but when you yield to the Spirit of God, you war against the flesh. Let me repeat that. When you yield to the flesh, you war against the Spirit. But when you yield to the Spirit of God, you war against the flesh. Yielding to God's call to come to Him and for service in Him. Some people want God, but don't want to yield to His call to them or His ways. Both saved and unsaved alike fall into this due to various things that they put before God on their priority list. Nothing must be before God. Everything should come after. Beloved, you can't yield to God when everything else comes before Him. Some people want to have ministries, while others truly want to be saved. But they never yield to God, because they have other things that are more important. To yield means to give right of way. Open up. Something has to stop. To let something else go. Our will, our desires, and expectation must be released. And we must yield to whatever God wants us to do, or whatever He wants to do in our lives. Predetermination of all you're going to receive. We often want to receive things our way, but God's way are not our ways. You may feel something is foolish, but it may be the very way that God has for you to receive what you ask for. His ways are not our ways. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 11. God has given us a way to do it, and that way is going to prosper, or it won't be done your way. Don't come for the show. So many people go to the altar to see if the people falling out, being healed, or touched by God in some other way, or for real. These people never get touched because they are not coming in faith or yielding. These people are either coming to experiment or to find points of criticism, and so it does not work for them. You must gladly receive from God. Yielding requires faith. Once again, yielding requires faith. You must believe that God is going to do it. If you come hoping that He will, you won't receive it. Hope is not faith. Faith says, I believe and yield to what you say, God, and I receive it. You must believe that you're going to get what you're asking God for. Don't fear the false, expect the true. So many people want to receive, but they don't because they are afraid of receiving something false. If you are submitted to godly leadership, you don't have to worry about receiving something false. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11 read, when you are submitted to godly leadership, God will often funnel through them, or is chosen leadership what you need. Don't be so suspicious, just believe. Lack of submission often means lack of reception. Often, we cannot receive from God because we are not submitted to the legal authority that God has given us to pour into our lives. We often go big ministry, big name chasing, to try and access some anointing from someone who was not given by God to pour into your lives. When you don't receive one who was sent to you, you don't receive what God wants you to give you. God associates his servants with himself. When you don't receive them, then you are not receiving him. Let us take a look at Luke chapter 9, verse 48, which says, beloved, you must believe that the person God is using has something to give you. If you believe that the person who has been commissioned by God to give you something can't or doesn't have anything to give or impart to you, then you cannot and will not receive from them. Touching God's anointed. Some of us have arrogantly touched God's anointed, and he withholds the blessing that you want to receive because of his word that declares, touch not mine anointed. In doing this, you hinder the way to your own blessings. How I received speaking in tongues often charges you up spiritually. And it also charges the very atmosphere, which makes receiving easier. Tongues gets your mind off the natural, your inability, doubt, and unbelief, and yields to the Spirit, which knows what is true, and thus obstacles are overcome. Beloved, your eyes must be removed from looking for flesh manifestation, and they must begin to look on the old spiritual things. You must be expectant to receive something. Spiritual things are received by faith. If you have asked God, then believe him for it, especially if you are prepared. Some of you have ministries and ministry gifts that you need to have recharged, while others need to receive today. Others of you must look steadfastly at the servant of God and believe that healing and deliverance will come through them. You should come open and say, Lord, I believe and I receive. You must believe that God can pour it straight into you. You must believe that you are going to get whatever it is that God is trying to pour out to you. If you want it, you must accept it. If you receive the word in these lessons, you will receive the anointing that comes with it. But ye shall receive power. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 says, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in you by putting on the hands. Beloved, I pray that this teaching was a blessing to you tonight, and that you would reflect on some of the things that were said tonight, or most of the things that were said tonight. chapter 9, verse 48 says, "And said unto them, Whosoever shall receive this child in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great." Blessed be the name of the Lord. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was how to yield to God in order to receive. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on tonight's lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. The Word of God is mighty and powerful and is well able to profoundly influence your lives. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you enter into an eternal and unbreakable covenant with God. At that time, all of His promises are available to you if you receive them by faith. As we continue on this spiritual journey, tonight I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me in prayer to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you admitting that I am a sinner. Right now, Lord, I choose to turn away from sin, and I ask you to cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross to take away my sin. I also believe that he rose again from the dead so that I might be forgiven of my sins and made righteous through faith in him. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be the Savior and Lord of my life. Lord Jesus, I choose to follow you and ask that you fill me with the power of the Holy Spirit. I declare that right now I am a child of God. I am free from sin and full of the power of righteousness of God. I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you prayed this prayer and received Jesus Christ as your Savior, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I will pay my vows unto the Lord, now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, thanking you for tuning in tonight. God bless you, and good night.